From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. President Obama is in Kenya with economics and security issues high on his agenda. Mr. Obama touched down in Nairobi Friday evening and was greeted on the tarmac by Kenyan President Uhuru Kenyatta and other dignitaries. He later dined with his step-grandmother, his half-sister, and other extended family members. VOA White House correspondent Aru Pandey says the president's busy schedule, that is, starts Saturday.
While here, President Obama will have a busy schedule, speaking at the Global Entrepreneurship Summit, laying a wreath at the U.S. Embassy in Nairobi, before holding bilateral talks with Kenya's president, which are expected to focus on counterterrorism and boosting economic ties. On Sunday, President Obama will give a speech here at a stadium in Nairobi before departing for Ethiopia. Aru Pandey, VOA News, Nairobi.
Turkey launched cross-border airstrikes against Islamic State targets on Friday and opened its air bases to U.S. warplanes attacking extremist forces in Syria. The airstrikes were Turkey's first against Islamic State targets in Syria. The foreign ministry in Ankara said that U.S.-led coalition forces could operate from all air bases in southern Turkey near the Syrian border. The Turkish statement said it would also take part in anti-Islamic State operations inside Syria. The foreign ministry said it expects increased cooperation between Turkey and U.S. forces will make a difference in the campaign against the Islamic State group. Earlier Friday, President Recep Tayyip Erdogan said that Turkey agreed to let American jets use the Incirlik Air Base for combat missions against the Islamic State. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says if the Congress disapproves a deal on Iran's nuclear program, it would give Tehran the green light to develop a nuclear bomb. Speaking at the Council on Foreign Relations, Mr. Kerry said that congressional rejection of the deal would undermine President Obama's ability to act worldwide, but he said all parties would benefit from congressional passage.
We're gaining a safety and security, I believe, for Israel and the region that no alternative presents.
Congress has about 55 more days to accept or reject the deal. President Obama has threatened to veto any legislation that does not endorse the pact. It would take a two-thirds majority in both houses of Congress to override a presidential veto. The U.S. military killed a top al-Qaeda commander in an airstrike earlier this month in Afghanistan. VOA Pentagon correspondent Carla Babb reports.
The Pentagon has confirmed that Abu Khalil al-Sudani was killed by a U.S. airstrike in the Bermal district of Afghanistan's Paktika province on July 11th. Defense officials describe al-Sudani as the head of the Sunni militant group's suicide and explosive operations. The Pentagon says al-Sudani was directly linked to plotting attacks on U.S., Afghan, and Pakistani forces. U.S. airstrikes have killed several high-ranking al-Qaeda officials in recent months. The group's deputy chief was killed by a drone strike last month in Yemen. Earlier this week, the Pentagon announced that longtime al-Qaeda operative Mohsen al-Fadi was also killed in a strike. Carla Babb, VOA News, The Pentagon.
European regulators have given the green light to a prospective new malaria vaccine, setting it on the path to possible licensing and assessment by the World Health Organization. The European Medicines Agency said Friday that the drug, known as Mosquirix, or RTSS, should be licensed for babies and very young children, despite mixed results in efficacy testing. Gregory Hartle is a WHO spokesman.
The malaria vaccine needs to be viewed and will be reviewed in the context of an overall panoply of public health tools for the combating of malaria.
Nearly 200 million people are infected with malaria every year. More than 600,000 people, most of them children, die from the disease. And police in the U.S. state of Louisiana have identified a gunman who opened fire Thursday evening in a movie theater, killing two people and wounding nine others. Officials in the town of Lafayette say that 59-year-old John Russell Hauser was kind of a drifter. There is no known motive for the attack. For more, please visit our website. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.